on her new programme, Upfront with Katie Hannan. Katie, of course, a proud daughter of this county, with us on the line. Katie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
You should have Tony Reddy on your programme, one of the number of solutions that have been talked about to solve this emerging crisis, which is leaving lots of very, very old children indeed living with their parents.
And that is exactly the... because obviously there's so many facets to the housing crisis. That's exactly the facet in it that we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to have a number of young people in that age group, at 25 to 34 degrees age group, that are now, as you say, stuck at home. 63% more likely to be stuck at home than you would have been if you were in that age group in 2007. That's the stat we're looking at now. So we'll be talking to people in the audience with their stories on that tonight.
Listen, congratulations, by the way. Tell me how the program's going to work and what it took, to get where you are now. You're a long-standing journalist with a huge experience going back through the years and fronting up this new program.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm an overnight sensation after 30 years. And can I just say that I'm so sorry that my dad isn't around to be listening to this interview, because he would have been way more excited that I was being interviewed by Jerry on Radio Kerry than about me getting my own show on RTE, I can tell you.
Proper order.
The show is, I'm sure you know, you've probably read, we've done a lot of publicity now to try to get the word out there to people that we are a fresh kind of approach to the current affairs output. It's going to be very much audience driven. We have a live studio audience every night. We'll have a panel. It will be a nod back to the questions and answers format, and that we will be taking questions from the audience. But we'll also be listening to, we'll have people in that audience with stories to tell, with experiences to recount. And the idea is that we have an open debate that, that sheds a bit of light, as well as having that bit of heat in studio.
Yeah.
And also it's part of a strand. We're going to have a podcast as well, which will be the Upfront podcast, and we'll have online content coming up every week from our Upfront team as well. So the idea is that the conversation will carry on before the program and carry on after the program, and it'll be an ongoing conversation.
And are you trying to, I suppose it's a question of getting the balance right in terms of, let's say, putting politicians under pressure, finding out answers to questions, providing information, but getting those moments of heat, as you call it, or maybe those moments that stop the nation in terms of somebody's contribution or someone's frustration or anger over something that's wrong in the country that needs to be fixed?
I think everyone remembers those moments, don't they, from previous programs that were audience driven. I suppose everyone remembers the Michael O'Brien moment on
yeah.
questions and answers. But there have been many of those moments over the years. And a lot of it comes from from the bit you can't control. You know, we like to control things in media. We like to know what's happening. But when you have a live audience, it takes on a life of its own. And we want to try and get that feeling back. And, we're not going to set up a bear pit or anything for for our invited panel. Obviously, it'll all be in a very respectful way. And, you know, the opposition have questions to answer as well as the government. So we will be approaching it in that manner. But we are hoping that the audience will feel it is a place where they can say what they need to say and they will be listened to.
How tough of a job have you got in your hands, Katie? You're competing not with other terrestrial channels, but also with the streaming services that are out there now, getting people interested in contributing, in watching and paying attention when they can just flick on Netflix or Disney Plus and forget about the world for a while.
I know, and we know that, but we do know also that Irish audiences are more interested in current affairs than UK audiences or US audiences. Like, we do have, there is something in our DNA that brings us back to current affairs and to news, and I think that will help us. Obviously, the TV audience, people who sit down and watch a television program at the time that it was scheduled to be played, that is shrinking and has shrunk considerably in the COVID years and as we come out the other side of that. So we have a challenge, and there's no doubt about that. And it's 10:30. It's not, it's not that some people will be, putting their cocoa on and thinking about bed at that time. But we're really hoping that there will be enough there. There'll be a buzz there, that it will be appointment viewing and people will stay with us and stick with us.
Yeah, and you have to have that balance between, I suppose, the current affairs element of it, but the fact that this is a TV show, you have to be entertaining. You have to entertain people as well as inform them.
Yeah, but luckily, as I say, Irish people do get their entertainment in their politics and their current affairs, so we're unusual like that, I think.
That's the way it'll work. Listen, Kay, look, congratulations again and well done on it. And have you any advice? Look, you're a North Kerry girl. You're from Knockalocka. You do any advice
for
Will we call you that? Will we call it Duaw? Because there'll be different places Duaw. Claiming. I heard Listowel claiming you over the weekend as well.
School in Listowel, parish of Duaw, townland of Unglasha.
Unglasha, okay, very good, very good. Very important to get the listeners will be giving out to me this morning over that one. But Katie, have you any advice for anyone starting out in journalism, any boy or girl starting out, trying to make their way in news and current affairs in Ireland today?
I would just say, you know, go for it. It is a fantastic career. I mean, it's changed a lot. It's a lot of challenges, a lot of pressures on young journalists now that maybe wouldn't have been there when I started out. But it's, you know, really, it is a privilege when you know, to get to be allowed to tell people's stories and make an impact on people's lives and, you know, get paid for it, sure, you know. It's the best. As you know, Jerry, it's the best job in the world.
Yeah, it's a privilege. It really is. Katie, listen, good luck with the programme. I know you're busy and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks a million, Jerry. Take care.